This is Inside Indiana Business Radio for the afternoon of Tuesday, May 21st, 2024. I'm Kate Sharon. The Indiana Office of Community and Rural Affairs on Monday announced the launch of the Building Socially Connected Communities Grant Program. OCRA Executive Director Duke Bennett said they want to take a deep dive on how to better help communities increase social interaction, particularly in rural areas.
This could be something as simple as having a book club at the local coffee shop or something at the library, an art-related thing maybe, just some kind of a community event that you can do on a smaller scale that people would feel comfortable with participating in that might, one, get them out of their house or, you know, into the community a little bit more to interact with other people that they probably don't even know.
The grants will be open to communities with populations of fewer than 50,000 people that seek to implement a variety of initiatives to address loneliness in older adults. The program, which opens for applications on June 3rd, was created in response to an advisory report released last year by the U.S. Surgeon General on the effects of loneliness and isolation, specifically noting that 50% of American adults reported experiencing loneliness. Indiana University has opened one of its Global Gateway offices in Ghana, a move that makes the school the only U.S. public university to have such a presence on the continent of Africa. The International Gateway launched May 20th at the Ghana Academy of Arts and Sciences in Accra. It joins similar IU offices in Bangkok, Beijing, Berlin, Mexico City, and New Delhi. The gateways connect students with global partnerships, serve as embassies for U.S. researchers abroad, and as proxy campuses for prospective international students, provide gathering spaces for international alumni, and become centers of cultural exchange between IU and its international partners, non-governmental organizations, and local governments. Officials in Southwest Indiana are set to unveil a plan to take advantage of space along the Ohio River to create an enhanced quality of place and potentially serve as a means of talent attraction. The Evansville Regional Economic Partnership, along with Boston-based design firm Sasaki, will unveil the Ohio River Vision and Strategic Plan on Tuesday night at an event in Evansville. The plan is expected to focus on a 50-mile stretch of the Ohio River from Mount Vernon to Evansville and further east to Newburgh. From the number one source for Indiana business news, this is Inside Indiana Business Radio.
Indiana, your bold future starts here. IBJ Media, Inside Indiana Business, and the Indiana Economic Development Corporation invite you to the Engage Indiana series, presented by CareSource, Indiana University, and Old National Bank. With an unrelenting focus on growing Indiana's economy, our Engage Indiana events take place in every region of the state. Discover when we'll be in your area at ibj.com/engage.
A 100-room hotel is planned for a parcel next to Crawfordsville Commerce Park, which got off to a slow start about two decades ago, but recently has landed some major tenants. The $16.4 million, 64,000-square-foot Fairfield Inn and Suites by Indianapolis-based Premier Hospitality will be located along Phil Ward Boulevard, just east of Lafayette Avenue. The project will occupy 3.75 acres directly north of a Holiday Inn Express that opened a decade ago, as well as several other Crawfordsville hotels. The Fairfield Inn will be managed by Covington, Kentucky-based Commonwealth Hotels. It also operates the downtown Indianapolis Town Place Suites, as well as Singh's Candlewood Suites Hotel in Greenwood, and a 91-room home to suites by Hilton that he opened in Brownsburg in March. Indianapolis-based Tenon Software Incorporated, which was named Startup of the Year at last month's TechPoint MIR Awards, plans to use $8 million in new funding to expand its staff, accelerate product development, and boost marketing. The 13-month-old company leaked news of the investment round at last month's MIR Awards ceremony before announcing details about the funding on Tuesday. Tenon, which launched out of Indianapolis-based venture studio Hi Alpha in April 2023, helps enterprise-scale marketing teams collaborate and execute campaigns. The company operates from Hi Alpha's headquarters. China gave the green light to Eli Lilly and Company's blockbuster drug tirzepatide for use in treating diabetes, a move that will intensify the drug maker's rivalry with Novo Nordisk AS over weight loss drugs in the world's second largest market. IIB's Alex Brown has more.
Tirzepatide won approval from Chinese regulators for treating adults with type 2 diabetes, Lilly announced in a statement Tuesday. Its use for chronic weight management is still under review. The drug, available in the form of a weekly jab, was first approved in the U.S. for diabetes under the brand name Mounjaro and later for weight loss under another name, Zepbound. While China has only approved it for treating diabetes, the drug could end up being used off-label for weight loss as well, just like Novo's Ozempic following its 2021 clearance in China for diabetes. Eli Lilly and rival Novo Nordisk have been stepping up production of the drugs in response to skyrocketing demand, with the weight loss market estimated to reach at least $100 billion by 2030, according to Goldman Sachs. China's market is expected to grow to $2 billion by the end of the decade, local publication The Paper has reported. On the weight loss front in China, Lilly is also co-developing a similar obesity drug called Mazdutide with its Chinese partner Innovent Biologics, while several companies are working on biosimilar versions of Ozempic in a race to get them on the market when Novo's patent expires. Alex Brown, Inside Indiana Business Radio.
When everyday activities like school and business meetings were moved online during the COVID-19 pandemic, millions of Americans from big cities to rural towns were left scrambling to find reliable high-speed internet. Rural residents were more likely to not have service because low population densities make it more expensive for internet service providers to connect them with existing infrastructure, according to the Indiana Broadband Office. The U.S. government has attempted to remedy this divide for over 16 years and has thrown increasing amounts of money at the project of broadband access. Since 2009, federal programs have dedicated at least $92 billion to fixing the issue. However, roughly half of people who lacked high-speed internet in 2009 still don't have it today, according to data from Arizona State University and the U.S. Census Bureau analyzed by the Arnold Center for Investigative Journalism. Fort Wayne Mayor Sharon Tucker is this week's guest on the Business and Beyond podcast with Gary Dick, presented by PNC, a weekly conversation with high-profile Hoosiers and business, sports, entertainment, and beyond, available now from your favorite podcast provider. I'm Kate Sharon for Inside Indiana Business, Radio on Demand.